Habakkuk 2:20. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. I hope that little bumper video we just showed made you feel a little bit of awkward silence was kind of bugging you. I don't know if anyone's like me where you just feel like something's got to be added to this video. You know, what's going on? Like, why is it just quiet? Did the tech team forget to add the music or forget to add the thing? It was just quiet, right? Just the ocean coming, just a little circle going along. In fact, I wish we had made it twice as long. Because I bet if we had, we would have got a few more chuckles or people say, oh, it's like when the announcement lady comes on. Have anyone seen the announcement lady comes on, but there's no sound coming out? And we that's not right. Something's not right here. Something's not figured out right now. And we like to fill up empty spaces. You know, we like to figure out how to sort out empty spaces when it's just quiet like that. It's just a moment of waiting like that. We like to fill it up, and it sort of gets awkward. Have you ever gone out for lunch with someone who is okay with the awkward silence? In fact, it's not an awkward silence for them. It's just silence. You know, it's like, hey, how are you doing? Great. It's like, awesome. You know, how's the weather? Like, we just try to fill the space, try to fill the moment because it's awkward. Why are you being quiet? Why are you not making noise to me right now? We're supposed to be communicating. And for them, they're just really happy with just quietness and silence. Have you ever been around someone like that for lunch? It's hard. You probably don't call them again for lunch. I'm going to call the other person who just talks so much that I never have to say anything, and there's never the awkward silence because we like to fill empty spaces. That's one of the things that we do really well as people, and actually also so we do it so well that we do it really poorly as people as well, that we fill empty spaces, that when there's empty space in a conversation or empty space in our calendar or empty space in our tummies, you know, we want to fill it. Like, let's fill it right now. Let's not wait. If I've got space in my calendar, let's do something with it, because if I don't, I might miss out, or I might not be taking life how I'm supposed to. I need to take everything in that I can possibly take in. I need to fill empty spaces. And this is how we often think. We've got a fear of missing out, usually. I was thinking about it as I was preparing this sermon, thinking about when I was a young guy, and I hated going to sleep because I was so sure the parents were going to have so much fun as soon as I went to sleep. You know, as soon as I go to sleep, I know the party's going to, all the special food's going to come out, all the best stuff. They're probably going to have friends over. I loved sneaking out. My parents were part of a small group in the church where when I grew up, my parents had a small group at our house for a period of time, and they'd show up and I would sneak out the hallway, like army crawl down the hallway, and then tuck myself behind the chair just so I could be in the action. And so when I was like getting tired in the day, like in the back of the car, like doing these things, my dad would be like, "Ever, you tired? No, no, don't put me to sleep, please, because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss what could happen in this day." And in fact, I realized yesterday as I was thinking about this that I think I might still be a little bit like that. Like, I still want to, like, wait a sec. I know everyone's already in bed, but I just need to stay up for a little longer because who knows what could happen right now in the day. I don't know. Something could happen. I don't want to miss out on anything. I don't want to spend my whole life sleeping. And so what can I do? My daughter, I had an experience like this with my daughter recently, our youngest, little Nola. Kendall and I were staying at some friends over this Christmas season. And our kids are like, we're like hyper crazy through the whole Christmas season. Anyone else's kids like that? It's just highs and lows. Like, yay, presents, I didn't get what I want. Like, what is going on here? Anyways, my youngest daughter, she's going to bed, and she wakes up somewhere right in the middle of the night. She was sleeping on our floor in this room when we were staying at some friend's house. And so I just thought, okay, I'll go down there, and I'll just try to get her back to sleep. And I lie beside her, and it's middle of the night, so it's like, of course, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to see. Time for her to just go to sleep. But she's got FOMO. She's got fear of missing out. And so she's like, we're laying beside, and she knows it's time to sleep, and she's quiet for a second. It's pitch black in the room, so I can't see if her eyes are open or closed. And she's like, "Mine banky." That just means my blankie. I'm like, no, we don't need your blankie right now. You have blankie. She goes, mine banky. It's at back in Courtney. We don't have that blankie. Mine banky, Dad. No, shh. Just quiet. She'd be like, my penguin cup. Why do you need your penguin cup? You've got a cup right here. My penguin cup. I need my penguin cup. And I'm, no, we don't need your penguin cup. Shh. Finally, I settle her on that one. She goes, I didn't kiss Hardy. Like, you never kiss Hardy. Like, why do you want to kiss Hardy this time? Like, just because it's the middle of the night. What am I going to do, take you over? And Hardy, shh, Hardy, Nola's here to kiss you. Like, okay, now Hardy's away. No, we're not kissing Hardy. Settle down. And so she starts quieting down. I'm laying right beside her face to face. And all of a sudden, I feel her hand do this on my face. She's just like, because she doesn't want to miss out. Something exciting going on, maybe. Maybe I should just stay awake. I don't want to rest. I don't want to be quiet. I don't want to just settle down. And I think a lot of the time, we're not too far from my daughter and from my kids and from how I was a kid and from how I still am sometimes today, where we don't want to miss out. We're good at filling our whole lives. We're good at putting stuff in our lives that maybe don't even need to be there just because we don't want dead space. We don't want empty space. We don't want space in our life and in our time and in our schedule and our stomachs and in whatever it is. We don't want empty space because we don't want to miss out on anything. And in fact, even when we have rest time, even when we have downtime, we often fill it with Instagram or Facebook or Netflix or TV or video games or whatever it might be, or bringing friends over or making sure that we go out for dinner. I'm going to have some rest time, and it's going to be, and here's my scheduled rest time. I work out for this amount. I do this and I do this and I do this. I'm going to eat all these things. I'm going to have all this stuff, and boom, 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 boom. It's full. And after the Christmas season, I think often we see that more than ever, that it's full. It's busy. It's been crazy. It's been overwhelming sometimes. It's been lots of food and lots of stuff and lots of things and lots of filling of space and no empty space and no empty time, no empty tummies for sure. And we've packed out everything in our lives, and sometimes that helps us recognize the blessings of God. But God also invites us to know his rest, and God also invites us not to just rush around with him, but know the hush of him as well. That God's not just wanting us to rush, even though he can meet us in our rush, sometimes he leads us into hush. Shh. Just shh. You say, well, but then what? No, just shh, shh, shh. What should I do after shh? If I was just quiet the rest of the service, wouldn't that have been awesome? I actually thought about that today. You're lucky I didn't do that. I could have done it. But if I did, you'd be looking around. What's everyone else doing? What should I do? How should I be acting right now? Because we're not comfortable with that. We're not comfortable with the idea that something is not in my life. I'm not adding something on. And often what that means for God is that we say, God, don't worry. I know I'm busy. I know I've added all this stuff in, but I'll make time for you. Have you ever thought of how crazy that concept is? You can't make time. No one can make time except God. God made time, and then he said, you get 24 hours in a day. And then we fill all of that and say, but God, I will make time for you. You know, we can't make time, but we can kill time. All of us know how to kill time, because when we have time, we kill it. We even say that. I'm just killing time. I'm not just doing whatever. I'm just killing time, chatting with people, doing whatever, playing games. I'm just killing time for a little bit. We have a hard time making time for God, and yet we can kill time when we have it. Because we don't want it to be empty. We don't want it to be quiet. We don't want it to be shh in our lives. We want it to be busy. Sometimes it's okay to be in a rush season, but I believe God is leading us into a hush season. Just for a little bit of time, maybe. Just for this next week, even. That God is looking for us to hush with him, to be quiet with him. To have moments with him, to allow emptiness to exist in our lives without filling it. If we're full, God's not going to fill us. But if we can figure out how to leave some emptiness in our life, how to leave some emptiness around us, then all of a sudden God has something to fill. So before I jump into some scripture, let's play that bumper video one more time. Just feel this moment. Some of you have an app on your phone that looks something like that. And you know, it gives you, I think, 15 seconds, or maybe you can set it. And all it does is just gets you to stop just so you can breathe for like 15 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe a minute in your day. Just, hey, take a deep breath. Isn't it crazy that we need prompts to remind us that we can break and think of nothing, just relax, just wait, just be empty for 15 seconds in a day? How 30 seconds can feel like, that's a long time. It's pretty awkward, actually. How we can feel like, well, what should I do in this time? What should I think about in this time? What should I fill this time with? What should I accomplish? I think God was trying to speak to us and trying to tell us, hey, would you just empty yourself? Would you just hush for a little while so I can fill you? Empty yourself for a little while so I can fill you. There's this moment in Scripture where the disciples are on a boat with Jesus. And Jesus is doing his classic thing. He's having a little snooze. He's resting. In the meantime, they're battling life. They're dealing with all of life. And isn't it true that often when we're trying to approach God or think about God, that we want to bring him all of our life and say, listen, God, here is all of our life that you need to deal with. And once you deal with it, there can be peace. And God is saying, no, I don't want to just like, I just want to meet your fullness. I just want you to empty yourself of some of that so I can fill you. I don't want to just meet you in the rush. Sometimes I want to meet you in the hush. So Mark 4, 35 to 41 tells a story. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. I wonder how different this story would have been if the disciples just joined him. Oh, Jesus is sleeping? No problem. He's God. He's powerful. If he can sleep in this, oh, no problem. God, you got room on that cushion? Like, Jesus, when the stern sleeping on the cushion, the disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? Don't you care about all the things going on in my life, God? Jesus, don't you care about all this stuff that's happening? Don't you care about all the things that are around me? Don't you know that I have to do all of this stuff? God, I don't have time to just sit with you. I don't have time. I mean, I'm full on full on full. If I find empty space in my schedule, I'm filling it. If I find empty space in a conversation, I'm filling it. If I find empty time, I'm going to put something in there because there's so many things I wish I could get to and I haven't got to yet. And so as soon as I have time, I'm going to put those in there. But I got to make time for all that. Then I got to figure out how to accomplish all of that. And then I got to make time for you and I'll put you on top and add you in. And somehow I'm going to make it work, God. But you know how busy I am. You know what I'm going through. You know what I'm facing. Don't you even care? And God shows up to them. He walks out. It says he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. I was reading in my kids' storybook Bible this week. I don't know if you've ever read out of the Jesus storybook Bible, but it's a good spiritual experience. It says, help, they screamed. Wake up, quick, Jesus opened his eyes. Rescue us, save us, they shrieked. Don't you care? I like the word shrieked. Don't you care? Of course Jesus cared, and this was the very reason he had come, to rescue them and save them. Jesus stood up and spoke to the storm. I like it. Hush, he said. That's all. And the strangest thing happened. The wind and the waves recognized Jesus' voice. They had heard it before, of course. It was the same voice that made them in the very beginning. They listened to Jesus. They did what he said. Hush. Hush. I just feel like God needs to do that to us. You know, my kids can get crazy at times. Like I was talking about with Christmas, often it's that way. Dad, it can be excitement, right? I can't believe I'm doing it. Look at all these presents for me. Are these presents for me? Hey, Dad, are these for me? Are they for me? Who are they for? Who are they for? Dad, are we going to have food today? Are we going to see these people today? You asked me like 5,000 questions and I haven't got to answer one because you yelled over yourself. Sometimes our life is like that. We're yelling over ourselves. God, are you going to do this for me? Are you going to change my life? Are you going to what are you going to do in our city? What are you going to do for my job? What about my finances? What about my family? What are you going to do for me and my kids and all this stuff? Am I going to get a girlfriend? Am I going to get a boyfriend? Is my marriage going to be okay? Am I going to get wealthy this year? What's 2019 going to look like? I can't wait to spend time with you in 2019. It's going to be awesome. And God's like, shh. Can I talk? Can I speak in your life? Will you give me a moment? Often I have to grab my kids. I'm like, shh, quiet. No one's hearing me. And sometimes actually it's not even just excitement, it's sadness. My kids, if they're tired, I mean, after the Christmas high comes the Christmas low, like Griffin was talking about today. And my kids were crashing too. And then it'll be like the next day they're dead tired, or like after Nola stays up all night and like just wants to be part of the party. She doesn't know that the next day she's going to be really grumpy because of that. It's going to be a really hard day. But then my kids are really sad and they won't even let me give them the solution because they're like, Dad, I just want to... And while they're saying that to me, I'm like, hey, guys, go. Oh, just one second. It's okay. Quiet! I have the solution. I have the answer to your problem. Just shut your mouth first. Or I'm going to lose it. Hush. I think sometimes that's all God's getting from us. God, I don't have a lot of time, but I do want to tell you all the things that are going on in my life, and I just want you to fix them right now. Blah, 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 blah. God's like, quiet. Hey. You're worried about the waves. I can come out and quiet the waves. Why don't you just join me? It's stormy. I'm sleeping. If I'm not concerned, why are you concerned? If I know that there's a solution, why are you worried about trying to find it? Will you just allow some empty space in your life? Will you just allow some quiet space in your life? Will you just allow some space in your life where I can fill? I don't have time for quiet space. I've got so many things I've got to do. As we enter 2019, maybe you've started to think about what your spiritual life could look like. Maybe you've started making commitments to a Bible reading plan. Say, God, I'm going to read the Bible, and I don't know where I'm going to find the time, but I'm going to find it. You don't find more time. God, I'm going to pray more. When? More. What time? More time of prayer for you, God. Because I want to honor you. Like, okay, God, I'm going to make this year is going to be about me making more time to listen to what you have for my life. God, I want to hear your plan for my life. I want to follow your will for my life. And so this year is about me doing whatever you say. He's like, when do I get to speak? If you're going to do what I say, when are you going to stop and listen? Oh, I'm listening right now. What you got for me, God? Excuse me? Pardon? We know how this goes. My daughter will say this to me. Dad, yeah, Nola, what's up? Look into my eyes, she says. She turns like Austrian all of a sudden. Look into my eyes. Like, oh, right. I look into her eyes. She wants to hear from me. She wants to see me. She wants to know that I'm listening. What if God's saying that to you? Hey, I want to talk to you. Yeah, I'm listening, God. I'm listening. Come on, let's go for a drive. We'll just drive here. I just got to get to the store and do this quick thing, but I'm totally listening, God. We'll make some time as we go, yeah? Let's go. I'll turn on the music. Maybe that will really set the vibe so that we can talk, God, and that'll be really good. Okay, there we go. And also, I'll call this friend because they probably want to be part of this conversation. Go ahead, God. Go ahead and talk. Look into my eyes. Will you look into my eyes and hear me? Will you let me talk to you? Will you let me share with you? Most of us don't know how to create empty space in our life because we're full. I remember when I was a kid, I would sleep without music on. But I'd go to my cousin's house, and even for them to go to sleep, they'd have music on. People say, I just need my quiet time with the Lord. Crank on music, put their headphones on. It's like, what? We don't know how to be quiet. We don't know how to have empty. We don't know how to have space where we're just allowing God to speak and talk to us. I feel like we need to gain a readiness for emptiness, a willingness for emptiness, a willingness to not fill the spaces that we empty out in our lives. And so that's what this next week is about. This next week we're fasting. And fasting is about is the idea of giving something up. It's about recognizing that you've put too much of your dependence and your reliance on something rather than God. And it's about trying to remove that temporarily so that you can reestablish your focus on God. Fasting is temporarily denying something on which you shouldn't be relying. It's about denying the thing that you've learned to rely on, and you should have never learned to rely on that thing in the first place. Which is it for you? It's probably the thing that you go to most. Maybe it's money. You're constantly checking your accounts. You're constantly checking where you're at, and that's the thing you rely on. And God's saying, put that down for a while. Well, what if my bank account's empty? He's like, well, good, I fill empty things. I don't know if he'll do that with your bank account. This isn't a guarantee. But what about my social life? I got to get my calendar full, God. I got to do that. And maybe God's saying, hey, how about for a week you stop that so I can speak to you and I can give you some time? Well, okay, sounds good. Well, I'll go home and I won't have real friends. I'll just have Instagram friends then. No, what if you stop that for a week? Well, what will I do with that time, God? Like, sure, I'll do that as long as you tell me all the things that we'll do. He goes, no, you'll just be empty. Stay empty so I can fill you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, says Jesus. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst? Yeah. Why? For they will be filled. If you're full, why would God come fill you? If you've got a full schedule, why would God come and move in your schedule? If you've got a full tummy, why would God come and meet you and fill you up with all the strength and courage and life that you're supposed to have? If you've taken care of all of yourself and filled yourself up fully, why would God come and fill you? And so fasting is about us emptying ourselves so we can know the fullness of Christ in our lives. And so this week I want to encourage you just that way. That's all I'm encouraging you to this week. We've had an incredible 2018. We finished amazingly well as a church. I mean, we got to see 800 people come to Christmas Eve. Last week we got to see one of the greatest financial miracles I think I could have imagined. I mean, it was a stretch last week. It was a stretch for us to say, hey, let's go for it. I don't know. In fact, the whole year was a stretch for us to say, we're gonna go through this year, make budget in a year, and add a $350,000 kitchen project. Well, now the kitchen project is done and it's paid for. Like, that's huge. That was a big moment. That was a big year. We've had an incredible time, but it has been a rush for the last little while. Now God is saying, if you can walk with me in the rush, can you walk with me in the hush? You're so good at moving around and saying I'm faithful and I'm good, and look at all the stuff I can do, and look at all the stuff God can do through me, and look at all the stuff God can do through Northgate, and look at what we can accomplish and what we can see done, and look at all the people we can rally, and look at all the production we can put on, look at the kitchen we can have, look at all of this stuff. And God says, you're good at rushing and I'll meet you in the rushing, but are you good at hushing where I want to meet you there too? Because if not, we just get half of him. He says, come on. I'll quiet those waves. Create some empty in your life. So what would it look like for you to create some empty in your life this week? We've got prayer time, by the way, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Monday to Friday this week. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6 a.m. Still convincing myself that's a hallelujah thing. But And I know all of you won't come. Some of you might. Some of you might show up. Some of you might make it out in that time and prioritize that time. Say, I got to come early. Maybe you just come one day. Maybe you just show up. I don't know what it's going to look like for you. But what about creating empty space in your life? Would you allow God to reveal to you the thing that you're depending on, the thing that you're relying on? Would you allow him to lead you to the place where you're denying the thing you never should have been relying on? For some of us, it's more traditional, like the Bible. It's food. It's just like, God, I just want to give up food for the week. Some of you, your health says you shouldn't do that, and so don't do that. But for me, that's what I feel like God is calling me to. And honestly, the easiest way to simplify your life how often when you got some downtime, do you just go into the cupboard and like, let's see what else we got here and let's see what we can do? How often do we spend making meals and cleaning up meals? How often do we spend all of our time accomplishing all that? Plus, not eating gives you this physical reminder that you're hungry for more of God. So maybe that's it for you. Say, this is going to be a 5 days, Monday to Friday, where I'm just going to give up eating. I'm going to allow God to fill my empty space. I'm going to allow him to accomplish something in my emptiness. Fasting is about creating empty so that God can fill you. God can do more. God can create in you something that you might not do for yourself. Worship team, why don't you come on up here? And we're going to finish, not with the worship team playing, we're going to finish with the bumper rolling again. I remind you that God is the God of the storms in your life. He's the God of the wildness and the craziness in your life. He's the God when everything seems like it's rushing and going crazy, when your schedule is full, when all things are full in your life. But God also wants to be the God when you feel like there's some emptiness. Maybe some of you come across emptiness a little more naturally this season. We feel like, I'm already empty. We'll just hold up for a second, worship team. I'm already empty. I'm kind of broken. You know, I'm facing some stuff in my life. Do you believe that God could fill your emptiness? Maybe fasting this week is about taking that step of faith and saying, God, yes, there's storms, but I'll lie my head beside you on this cushion because I trust you in the midst of them. I trust you in the wildness. I trust you in the rush. I trust you to lead me into the hush. I want to know your love for me. Let me read that one more time from this Bible. And then we're gonna roll that bumper. I just want you to think about it. What is it that you want me to empty myself of this week, God, so that you can fill me? What's the thing that you want me to deny so that I can learn to rely on you? But the storm wasn't too big for Jesus. Help, they screamed. Wake up, quick, Jesus. Jesus opened his eyes. Rescue us, save us, they shrieked. Don't you care? Of course Jesus cared. And this was the very reason he had come, to rescue them and to save them. Jesus stood up and spoke to the storm. Hush, he said. That's all. And the strangest thing happened. The wind and the waves recognized Jesus' voice. They had heard it before, of course. It was the same voice that made them in the very beginning. They listened to Jesus, and they did what he said. Immediately, the wind stopped. This week, I want to encourage you to the rest of God. Get to know the rest of God. Both all the rest that he has for you and the quiet filling that he gives when we're empty before him. Go ahead and walk with him. Spend some time learning from him. Grow with him. And go feel what it's like to experience his fullness because you've emptied yourself of the things you've relied on you deny yourself those things. You deny what you've relied on so you can start to look to him and lean on him and rest in him. Have an incredible week this week. Go fast with the Lord and go experience his fullness in your life. Maybe we'll see you here 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday.